Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo. Who hey? Black Poet on the check-in. Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Got my nigga Common on the sports. My nigga Mossberg, that nigga on the news. And we just going, you know, I'm here just holding it all together, you know. What's going on, my niggas?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, we...
Episode 34 going down.
Yeah, that's what it do, man. We got a special guest tonight, don't we?
Yeah. Legendary. All right,
that's
Shabam Sadiq.
Yeah, we're going to get at Shabam. Shabam can holler at us later on and shit, see if you know. What the fuck's been going on, my niggas? How y'all?
Hey, man, just been checking out this
man,
video.
You know.
It's been crazy.
This game's tonight.
What's that?
This game's
tonight. Out this playoff. Yeah, I think the Jazz is playing tonight.
Oh, shit, you know, I think Chris Paul coming at niggas, man. Chris Paul and I thought it was going to be Phoenix. No. Yeah, I thought it was going to be Phoenix, L.A. No. I thought it was going to be Brooklyn, L.A. It seems like Phoenix got something to say about this shit.
Phoenix, Utah, they still, you know, they still in there. They're not playing.
The way this shit look like it's going to come down to Brooklyn, Phoenix. That's
the Milwaukee Bucks. If the Milwaukee Bucks, because they beat the Nets yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that's a pride win. That's a pride win. They got to get one for the pride. But,
I don't know if they'll get another one.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. They had to get one.
As of right now, you know, Philly up 2-1 over the Hawks. You know, the Jazz lead the Clippers 2-0 in that series. You know, Phoenix, you know, they 3-0 over the.
Dekka Young is making a name for himself right now. I tell you, boy, the playoffs, these playoffs is reminding me of when, back when niggas first saw, you know, back when Jordan and them was going at it and everybody was building the name up. You know, now it's the new waves of niggas, you know. These are the new niggas now, you know.
Yeah. The next class, yep.
The next superstars. The after the LeBrons, you can see who's going to be.
It's like the new era of athletes.
Yeah, that kid that playing with fucking on Utah, he's going to be a problem.
Well, Murray's out. Murray's out. You talking about Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, he's going to be a fucking problem in the future.
Yeah, now.
You can see it. Booker, the kid that's playing with this guy.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, he's going to fucking star in the future. These guys, you can tell who's going to be the future stars, man, just from watching the playoffs and shit. Look at that kid, Trae Young. Look, he already got New York hating his ass. He already the new Reggie Miller.
Already.
Yeah, I think Shabam is on the line. I think we got Shabam on the line. I think he just told me he on hold.
All right, I'm about to plug him in.
I
want to
bring. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You hear me?
You there? Yeah, what up, Bam?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Oh, shit, we got the legendary Shabam Sadiq called up off of Schoolboy Radio live. And down from the Matrix, man. But, yo, full disclosure, got to let people know, Shabam is, you know, Schoolboy family, so this is just like clockwork right here. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Talking a family word. He's talking about regular,
wrong.
Man. What up, Po? What's good?
What's going on, homie?
Comment, what's good?
Ain't nothing, big bro. What's good?
We in the Matrix.
What's down, Shabam, man?
Matrix.
You know, we know what the deal is with you, homie. But the people want to know what the fuck you been up to. And what's the deal with you, my nigga?
Wait, first of all, who you think going to take it for the NBA champion? If you enter the NBA championship,
you know, I want Brooklyn to take it. You know, I'm trying to have a parade in Brooklyn, but you know. We need that.
But wait a minute.
Brooklyn, you know?
Okay. I hear that. They the hottest right now. They the truth right now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, shit crazy, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I've been on my breath, man. You know, the pandemic made me turn my hustle up 3-4 times, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I mean, everybody turned shit up, man. Like, when that shit happened, like, everything stopped. Everybody just had to get on the grind, you know.
Yeah, you got to get on that grind. You got to find multiple ways to get that cheddar to keep flowing.
Yeah, man. It was a point where there is no cheddar. There is no grind. There's nothing. It's just you sit your ass in the house. It was that point.
Hey, listen. But I sat my ass in the house, right, and I came up with ways to get that money while I was in the house.
That's how
you
gotta
do
it. Yeah.
Yo, it's a whole world online, man, and people, you know, especially when they home doing nothing, they be buying shit. You know what I mean? So I had to tap into that. Matter of fact,
yeah, definitely.
I just now I left. We did this virtual tour, me and John Jiggs, you know what I mean? We did a virtual tour. We doing it now. We did one tonight with Color TV, you know, where people log in, you know what I mean? They pay for tickets, and they see the live show from a live stream spot, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the future right there.
that's the future, man. That's that, you know, that virtual performance shit, you know.
Of Hell course, yeah, the merch. A lot of shit was birthed because of the conditions and the motherfucking pandemic. But you think shit gonna still stay that way? You think people gonna still be interested in like the verses and like the online shows and shit like that? You think it's gonna still be popping?
I think so. I think you know, certain people that got health conditions and really still scared of what's going on, and they not vaccinated, they gonna wanna see some shit. So the virtual shit still gonna pop. It just depends on, you know, what kind of fans you got. Cause you know, right. Man, you know, he got his shit on, he be going live on Twitch when he do his radio show, and he be having like hundreds of people in there. And you know, I know all them people be out on the street as well, but you know, they be tuned in, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, the virtual thing is cool because, you know, you could be anywhere and catch it, you know? Like you could be in a different country and boom. Yeah, you know? And y'all right here and they can stream it wherever they are, you know, that's the good side of the virtual.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Better than holograms. It's better than holograms. It's better than holograms.
Yeah, nah, y'all, man, we got Shabam Shadiq in the building, my nigga. Legendary spitter. You heard? And I want niggas to know exactly what the fuck we, like, your motherfucker come from in the game, my nigga. Like, let niggas know where the fuck you come from, where you rap, and where you started this shit at what point you started at.
Well, I came in the game, you know, on some independent shit in mid-90s. And, you know, my most notable stuff is with Raucous Records, you know what I mean? During the time with Mos Def and Quali and Company Flow and fucking...
Dot X.
Dot X, Rose Family, Pharoah March. Matter of fact, I'm on Pharoah March's remix to Simon Says with Red and Mess and Busta Rhymes, you know what I mean? I got early records with Eminem. You know, on Soundbombing 1 and 2, you know, records with Smith
and Wesson on Soundbombing 2. My son go back. My nigga go back. Y'all can't front
nah,
on my
yeah, I've been doing this for a minute.
Shabam was one of the first people to do music with Eminem, you know.
On the East Coast.
You know, through the outside.
I'm the first
outsiders.
East Coast artist to do. Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
The outsiders and me are like the first people to really have them on records. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah. Outside of the outsiders, you was the first one from here on the East Coast to have a record with Eminem.
Yep. That's
crazy. What's the name of that record?
Man. Five Star Generals. It got it got me, it got AL Skills, it got Scam, you know what I mean? It got Quest of Madland. Scam is the dude that did the cover for Tribe Called Quest, the lady with the red, green, and black. He a ill rapper as well as an artist too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that shit is legendary. He shout out to him. What's his name?
Scam. Yeah.
Shout out, man, because I always wanted to know, yo, where that shit came from, and that's dope to know that it came from a hip hop head, nigga. Word.
Even some of Eminem covers, like that mushroom, that tattoo he got with the mushroom with the monster teeth and shit, the melted mouth. He did all
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Word.
Oh, that's dope. What's the name again, so people know who he is?
Scam 2,
yo. Artists.
Yeah, M is
Stan,
too.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yo. Because that artwork is like a Mona Lisa in hip-hop. That artwork for that album, that's like a fucking classic. That is like, he classic.
Yeah, he classic, bro. He classic with it. He know it's true. His work ain't cheap. His work ain't cheap.
I'm mean, quite sure right now. Right now it's not. But I'm quite sure back then he didn't even know his shit's gonna be worth.
Nah,
such
he ain't
such.
Know. Yeah, exactly. He ain't know it's gonna be like, damn. 20 years later, that shit is like, you know, historical shit.
Yeah, when you see those colors. Yeah, when you see those colors in that silhouette, you know what that is. You ain't gotta worry. That's like that's like McDonald's arches, kid.
Hey, just like when I was a young boy, I seen Black Poet, PhD, you know what I mean? That video, that black and white video, that was my shit. That shit used to come on Video Music Box.
Oh, shit. I keep it real, what? Keep it real.
Hell yeah, boy. My shit.
I can't even find that video.
Man, yeah, that was the days, nigga. That was the analog days. That shit probably was on VHS, nigga. Word.
VHS 24-track tape.
That's the 24-track tape machine sitting up there in our day crib, going to Marley crib with the 24-track tape. Hot day going to fucking studio, fucking power play, fucking with that shit. Hell yeah, man. Rooms full of that shit. Editing.
Or them big wheels, right? Those big wheels.
Hell yeah. So you go in there, you see Marley sitting in the fucking room, sweating, with a razor blade, cutting all them fucking, trying to connect them shits. I'm like,
editing was different. I was telling my son, I was like, yo, you see that editing y'all be doing now, digital? That shit ain't nothing like back in the days. Niggas had to actually cut the fucking tape. I was telling him how, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't no punching in, nigga. That's why all the older artists be cold one-taking shit. Like, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this in one take. Because really, it was really a task to punch in back in the days, my nigga. Nigga actually had to punch in with two fingers. Like, yo, you ready? All right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had to be super nice. You had to be super nice, man. I've seen rooms full of that tape. And niggas know every cut and tape. And, yo, I'm like, yo, man. So these motherfuckers today... Yeah. They wouldn't even survive. It wouldn't be this. I'm telling you, technology made everybody think they could do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But in reality,
I'm saying, though, it's the gift and the curse, though, because, you know what I'm saying? In one aspect, everybody think they could do it, but in another aspect, you know, you can reach across the world now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know? As far as communication go, yeah. Technology is crazy. As far as this motherfucking music go and the sound, that's a whole nother story.
Imagine having to share files. Imagine having to share files. How y'all used to chop up the reels, and you got to mail somebody that strip.
Oh nah, you had to mail niggas. Yo, niggas is mailing reels, real shit.
Yeah, that's why shit cost money to mix down. How much money it costs niggas to mix down, and everybody couldn't do it. Because as soon as you fucking cut that tape, nigga, you better know what you're doing, because ain't no fucking, undo. Ain't no undo button, nigga.
Right. Real shit.
Once you cut that fucking tape, nigga, it's a wrap. Nigga, then again, spit that shit again if you don't know exactly what you're doing. Word is born, yo. That
Hell
shit is
yeah.
an art, for real.
Yeah, you knew how to. If your tape ever popped in your tape deck and you taped it, like just think of that process.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
on a big reel to reel though.
Yeah.
The quarter inch reel, the 2-inch reel. Shit. That's a fucking headache.
That's the same. That's the same way. Like punching is like. Remember how we used to make them stop and pause tapes?
Yeah.
Nigga, I used to go from Red Alert to Marley Mall, back and forth, making them stop and go pause tapes. Get two songs from over here, go down to the next style.
It's crazy.
Nigga.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I thought I was a DJ, nigga.
I think you got some DJ skills. If I'm correct, you do got DJ skills too, don't you?
Nah, I got two elements, man. I got the graffiti and the art, and
oh,
I got the
rapping. That's what you do.
DJ.
You used to tag
yeah.
up. That's right. Did you do your logo?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, the
I like that
logo.
Sebastian
I got a
Teague logo. I like
oh,
the camouflage
got,
cap. That. I like that camouflage cap one. I'm gonna have to cop that.
Yeah, I got a lot of new merch coming, man. Definitely.
You gotta make sure you make fucking. I need something for this big motherfucking melon head I got. You know, I can't get the record. I can't even wear my screwball
nah.
shit. Shit don't fucking come in sizes. You got all the special sizes. You know what I'm saying? So, especially for my rock head.
Nah,
so.
Yeah, I got a bunch of shit. That's why I be doing a snapback. So I be doing like the dad hats with the adjustable back, because you know what I'm saying, the fitteds, man, you be trying to get everybody's size, you know what I'm saying, everybody got different sizes. I got a melon head too, I ain't gonna lie. That's why sometimes I be rocking a snapback with the back open. My wife be like, yo, why you don't close the back? I'm like, nah, I need my shit to breathe. You know what I'm saying, my shit gotta
breathe.
At least
this shit can snap. At least this shit can snap. My shit don't even connect.
Yeah.
That shit on. I
nigga,
can't even reach
nigga,
the first hole on my shit.
The, that nigga Poe got the medulla oblongata.
Yo. Oh, that's you? He ain't talking shit?
Nah, that was me. That
Yo.
Was me, Lord.
Okay. I know E better shut up. But yo, man, we on Schoolboy Radio, the hardest shit on the fucking planet, straight in the matrix. You know, we got to play some Shabazz Sadiq right now, done his head. So we got to hit him with some fire, man. What we got on deck from Thun?
Man, we got some joint here. It's called It's Must with Planet Asia from out west.
Oh, shout out Planet. You got some shit with Planet Asia. That's what's up. That's my thing. That's
yeah,
my
thing. Yeah, it's actually featuring Planet Asia and Milano Constantine
That's
from the BX, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's a must.
So,
I got another one with me, Asia, and Casual too. Shit is ill. But yeah, this one is called It's a Must. I shot the video in Europe somewhere, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a video to this one?
Yeah, it's a video to it, but like, you know, them half and half videos. I did half one video and then half another video.
Oh,
I mean,
I love those. That way you
yeah, this
promote
is,
two projects,
this,
two videos in one. I love those.
This music is off the Timeless, the Timeless LP, right? This is off the Timeless LP?
Yep. That matter of fact, a vinyl, the pre-orders to that vinyl is up right now, man. That shit came out in 2018.
Rock that shit,
right.
You know, it's time to hear that shit, you know.
Please believe it.
Saturday night,
go.
Let's go.
It's a must, we do us. From city to city, got money to snatch up. From shoe to shoe, state to state on a bus. From country to country, passport is tatted up.
Ayo, I'm in a shark tank. Big bank, take little bank. My words are weapons like an up-known prison shank. But I don't bring knives to gun fights. My mind spray, I leave peepholes in your weak theory anyway. Balls I display a light works at the moment. Bang your face in its blindness till you sleep in the coma. He who never hurries is always on time. Steps to perfection, every word is sublime. My logic can form a link from a string of loops and make jewelry. Don't ever try me with the tomfoolery. I move through the metro, zooming premium petrol. Any thoughts of me losing a stop and you need to let go? It's my concerto, and I play it like a master. In tune with the frequencies to unlock the passion. Make a big picture from pieces of fragments, like a mosaic. This is art, nothing to play with. See live sweats on deck, the fly specs. X-ray vision, I see through your bullshit.
We are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
Yeah. Middle East, the least, Sergio Cascini, beat the fleece. My squad got it popping like fish grease. Get your dough right, what up to all my Mobites? Breaking seals, disguised in Ralph Lauren like the lowlife. Legendary laser beam thought darts, get your top knocked off. Range of a shooter, knew you was shot. And I was in the day, not night.
Bullets smothering your top just like clay pot rice. Avant-garde art, my sawed off was sawed off slanted. How could I fall off when I am the planet? Black sun emitting solar heat. Soldier complete, solo release. Rolls with my feet, dolo, cold on the streets. Keep it low, low. Cypher the plural, my likeness of a god, great grandson of a pharaoh in Mexico with a mural. Shine pioneer perfect, eye culture ill versus rhyme hypnosis. My time is real purpose, killing serpent, nigga, this is working.
It's a must, we do us, from city to city. Got money to snatch up, from shoe to shoe, state to state on a bus. From country to country, passport is tatted up.
It's the return of the 12 tribes, hieroglyphics on parallel lines. Waves spinning, carousel rides. I flatten frail rhymes like herring bones. Nigga, welcome to the Terror Dome. Never will I fold 100 grand in poker tips. Cool Keith, empty ultra sit. Looking at my ace, solos of Chris. War is in the wilderness. Bullets appears where your medulla is. Helicopters on the roof again, news of 10. Daily news, I'm in the post like Sean Kemp. Bottles of Dom on my left, box of Cubanos. Italiano flyware, my shoes Lotto. Jungle life, I made it through the Congo. Tiffany art show, roses and red vases. Spiral staircases, screen playing Wes Craven. The God planted aces that is breathtaking.
Ooh, hey!
That's that fire right there, whoa, that's what I'm talking about.
Word, man.
That shit is banging, man.
We got to put that on the rewind list. That's on the rewind list. You know, we got a rewind list. You know, we don't really play too much same shit. We don't play the same shit over and over, but, yo, that's got to go on the play again list. Word
question,
gone.
Man.
That's
he's
just
in
crack.
A great space. Matter of fact, I think Planet Asia came and recorded with me the last time he came to A3C. And that shit was like, it had to be like 2017 when he came. You know what I'm saying? And we did that joint. Hold up.
That shit is crazy, man. I know you miss being in front of a crowd.
Man, like crazy, boy. I got a tour popping off in July and on the West Coast. So we going from the 16th to the 25th.
I mean, I know shit is opening back up, but I don't say all of a sudden, you know, I don't really trust shit myself, my nigga. Even though I've been out.
Yeah.
But still, I don't really trust shit, my nigga. Like, all of a sudden now it's over with now because they say it's over with. What happened? It was just a fucking 911 a couple months ago. Now it's all over with?
I don't know. I'm just be extra cautious. I'm going to go out there and get that bread, bro. I ain't even going to lie.
That's the
pause
one, right?
You getting that shot? Let me ask you that. Are you getting that shot?
Hell no. I already had the COVID. But I ain't getting that shot. I thought about it. I was going to get the shot at first. But now I'm like, nah. Because really, like, you know, when they break down what's in it and you could still get COVID after you got it, I mean, what's the point?
The point is like, just so you can show that card and go wherever you want.
You know what's crazy, guys, is how the country's using bribery for y'all to get it now. Like, they giving you free liquor. They give you free fast food and free lap dance.
I know, they give you a fucking chicken wings. Fucking meal.
Yeah, I was
get a COVID shot, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Right. They trying to get everybody to get that shit. They like, yo, get this shot.
Yeah, I was
shot,
telling
poet
like
free
West Virginia want to give you a truck and firearms for you to get your vaccine. They offering you a truck and firearms.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. They offering anything for you to get that money.
Cali got to be giving up some bud. I know Cali giving up some bud.
Oh, they doing lottery. The lottery, they give you a lottery. They give you a place in the lottery or something.
Fuck a lottery. Yeah, y'all niggas want niggas to take that test. Tell niggas y'all got two stacks for them. Tell niggas
you
got two stacks for
this.
Anybody
else
get a motherfucking vaccine. And the whole hood is going to go get vaccine.
Prostitution.
Y'all
won't
get back to me, Doug? Just tell niggas you got two stacks for you.
I ain't taking that shit.
Prostitution.
Only way I'm taking that shit. Only way I'm taking that shit, yo, or boy, I ain't gonna lie, is if I got a tour I gotta go on, and them motherfucking countries is like, yo, you gotta have this or that.
Man,
I'm like,
I
damn,
still
man,
ain't taking it.
I gotta get the bag, my nigga. I mean, I've been risking my life all my life for the bag. Fuck
right,
with
right,
you.
Right.
Give me that shot, nigga. Fuck out of here.
300K. 300K in the bag end. 100 million.
Yeah, come
account.
On, man. I don't fucking had all the narcotics cops and all these motherfuckers looking at one me. Fuck that. Hit me up with that
think,
shot.
I don't think they could really do that. I don't think they could stop you from going certain places. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if you
either
got to go
country,
stop.
Nigga, it's they rules. It ain't what's going on in America. America, okay, they let you run around. Okay, run around. You come over here, motherfucker, you got to show us you ain't fucking got the boogaloo flu.
Jim telling me that they're going to give you a card now, that if you vaccinated, they're going to give you a card. And if you don't got the card, you can't travel.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Some,
it depends on the country.
Some places, though, they'll require at least you show proof of, you know, that you took the test and you COVID-free, a negative test. It don't have to be the vaccine. As long as you can show negative results, I think you should be
all my
out,
niggas in
you know?
Europe, man, I'm coming regardless. All my niggas in UK, I'm coming regardless. Australia, we coming regardless. Japan, we coming regardless. You heard? Fuck that. I need some more fire from Shaban, man. I got to get some more fire from Shaban, man. Drop that shit, E, Rockhead. Where you at?
Right here, man. And this joint here is called,
why you act like you smoking, man? Why you act like, why you sound like you smoking? I know you ain't rolled nothing up over there. I know you don't smoke no bud, man.
Nah, man, I'm on.
You don't smoke no bud.
I'm on medication. I had to take my allergies today.
Yo, hold on. You don't smoke no bud. You don't drink no Henny and none of that, do you?
Nah, I'm on medication.
No, even without that. Tell the truth.
Nah, I'm on meds.
You don't smoke no bud. You don't drink no Henny. Do you drink Henny? Do you drink Henny?
Celebrational drinker.
Do you drink Henny, yo?
Only when I'm celebrating.
Do you drink Henny? Yeah,
nah,
you're fucking wasted. Yo, play that fucking music, yo. Play that music. Play that music. Play that Saban joint, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, man. Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix.
Let's go.
We got the yellow.
Saturday night. Verbally, I make rappers bleed. Literally, I'm the Westbrook mixed with Isaiah Thomas of the league. Trying to increase my bank account, but I ain't 21. Was better than your favorite veteran when I was 21. Little, but my strap got hype. Been in the gutter for 2 decades and only got touched twice. One was my fault, the other was cause my man. Always been little, but was never scared to throw hands. Old head called me shorty, mother adored me. ODG, PVP until there's no more me. When the Wu dropped 36 chambers, I was in Middle Plantation with the gangsters. That was when my uncle had the Nissan Z300. All white with the V's grip like fuck it. And the pit boy used to call head. Sick him on a nigga and shoot him right in the head. Put my face good in the spot. If you need more than 10, I throw you a pot. On the grind, that's until I die. You already know why.
You need to stand down, love it, stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down. You need to stand down, no but stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down. You need to stand down, no but stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down.
Ass, cutting fools straight from the curve. But I
seen them nights when I ain't putting in work. The glove fits snug, 38 snub. Rub me the wrong way and you will catch a slug. I'm keen on that fake love, I be knowing. You got that flubber look on your face when I be blowing. Mics get melted, safes get crushed. Police get called when your team get rushed. Hush, I heard enough of your bullshit. I'm on standby on the side with a full clip. This is OG Flow, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Shinobi. Nigga, you don't know me, bro. You need to stand down or stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down. Cause I'm here now, drew a line in the sand now. I'm a tornado, just run through your town, clown.
You need to stand down or stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down. You need to stand down or stand down. You need to give it up or put a plan down. You need to stand down or stand down. Give it up, I'm
yeah, 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 it's me. Yeah, 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 I rap insane, put this shit into perspective. You don't want me in a ring, ding, ding, lights out, motherfucker, it's over. The takeover, the makeover, the break's over. It's even Elias Christ, general to you soldiers. Salute, doodle, I don't doodle. Fuck outta here, they sing, I do voodoo, who you? Fuck outta here, nice with it in my sleep. They gon' give me mine, Brownsville genius, I'm here to put this shit in line.
About. I do this shit for real, I don't do this for clout. Yeah, I can keep out your mouth. If you love another line, I don't do this for clout.
You need to stand down or stand down. You need to stand down or stand down.
Oh, hey. That's what I'm talking about, man. Schoolboy, you're live from the Matrix. Got my man Shaban Sadiq. That's new shit. That's fire right there. Is that new shit?
Got dropped.
Nah, it's not.
All right, my bad. It's new to me.
Yeah,
I ain't hit that one before.
Yeah,
that shit is cracked.
Yeah, his call got dropped, so he should be calling back in any time now.
Hey, yo, words, boy, I got to shout out my nigga Sammy Boy. I got to shout out my nigga Sammy Boy because I think Sammy Boy introduced me to Shaban. Yeah. Sammy Boy and his whole movement.
Thorough tracks.
The closer situation. That shit was crazy.
He's
project.
Back now.
Word out, Shaban.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Yeah, man. You know what? I had to forget to shout out, man. My nigga Sammy, man. Because I think Sammy introduced us, man. We did the clothes and shit, man. Unless we met before that. I don't think we met before that.
Yeah, he must be
Thorough Tracks.
His call got dropped again, but he's going to be calling back. Probably where he's at.
Yeah, the funny thing is I met Shaban before I met Sam. I met Shaban at SOB's.
I probably met them before, but that's what I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? You know.
And what was ill is that when I met Sam, I told him that I knew Shaban, and then him and Shaban were like brothers, and it was crazy. So it was like, you know, stars aligning for you, you know what I mean? You're in the right path, you know what I'm saying?
Real back shit. On that.
Real shit.
Yo, you there?
Can't hear him.
Yeah, you got.
But we'll work that shit out. We got some more fire. We got to play. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it some more fire.
Yeah, man. In the meantime, we're gonna hit him with a new joint that he dropped called "Watch Your Mouth." We going hard this man.
Yeah, this joint features UG of the Cellar Dwellers and DV alias Christ. I think it's produced by Nick Wiz. It's official. I like it. So
let's get it. Straight from the Matrix.
I let him know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let him go. Homie, get on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow.
watch your mouth when you're speaking out against me.
Some people don't like me, but it's jealousy likely, cause I'm a big stepper, and I talk spicy, hot chicks wanna taste me, dudes wanna fight me, I'm all flighty, hold grudges, they try to spite me, I got property, stocks, guns, a smart wife, y'all got money problems and bills, y'all not like me, I pen feature films with the bars, like Spike Lee, sipping elderberry and C-Mall, the almighty, Aug SS, that means double the stress, double the bars, double the cars, double the scars, double the flows, double the lows, bullets go in and out of your car, double the show, two on tour, who want war, two at your door, 244s, get on the floor, two in the morn, two on the horn, money talk, tell me you're bored, bullets hitting the cord.
I let them know, let them know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let them go, let them go. Homie, get on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You're nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth, when you're speaking out against me.
The greatest is off hiatus, and you get clipped off. Mic shut off, you not a tough guy, knock it off. Everybody said it cut from a different cloth, but you cut from a pamper fool, baby saw. They say I'm too old to rap, picture that. As if art had an age limit, how stupid is that? I back smack a new rapper, old rapper. Don't matter, the speakers rattle, the glass shatter. Y'all back up, bone cracker. Drones capture off, throwing stones the size of an Acura. Accurate like Hawkeye, thoughts fly like an arrow. Ill apparel with the Camaro, sick with the rap flow. You know how that go, you know I'm black, bro. You know I'm back, bro. You know I snap, bro. In fact, bro, I'm real nice. Me and Bam, takeover is part of the plan. Understand, yeah.
Let them know, let them know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let them go, let them go. Homie, it's on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You're nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth when you're speaking out against me.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Got me ready to spit 16. You heard? That's what I'm talking about. Fire right there. You heard?
I need a 16, Poet. You heard?
You already know, nigga.
I need a Poet 16.
From you, too, man. I need a Shabam joint, a few Shabam joints, man. We got to get it in, man, nigga, because, you know, I know you're an assassin. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a terrorist on this shit, so.
No doubt.
We gotta bang out.
No
Word
question,
up.
Man.
Yeah, I got questions for Shabam, though. You know, I got questions for you, Shabam. You know, for people out there, you know, you just dropped a new clothing line called Ethics.
I got one in the mailbox from you. You said what?
You dropped a new clothing line called Ethics?
Nah, it's called Marbiel. Ethics is just one of the shirts that I did. I flipped the Epic logo, you know what I'm saying? And I called the Ethics, but the name of the clothing line is Marvielle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's after your label. So after the label, you named it after the label?
And the clothing line is the same thing. Yeah, same name. Yep.
Oh, you pronounce it Marvielle?
Marvielle.
I think I saw it and I read it as
a lot of people be like Marvel.
Yeah.
Nah, ain't no E in there. And you know what I mean? Ain't no E at the end. People be like, yo, Marvel. Nah, it ain't Marvel. It got an I and an A at the end. You know what I'm saying? Word.
When
you look at it real quick, that's the first thing you think of. The first three letters you like.
Yeah, that's a mind game.
You like,
you're playing mind games with niggas.
It is. Word.
That's dope.
You
know
what? I'll put in the trademark that, and I'm still waiting back. You know what I'm saying? Big companies like Marvel, like, you can't have nothing close to their shit. They try to shut you down.
Yeah, yo, I don't like it. But, nah, that's a mind game. They got to get a good lawyer to be like, hey, who this fucking guy should be after me? You know what I'm saying? The only time they're going to come at you, if you blow up, then they're going to come. When you blow, they're going to come.
They gonna be like, yo, whoa, hold up, what's this?
Yeah, the trademark is funny.
Oh,
they too.
They can't. Yeah,
that trademark
totally
shit is funny too.
That's why they. Nah, yeah, you gotta wait a whole year for that shit.
Yeah, if they don't accept it, if they don't accept it either, they keep the money. You don't even get that back.
Yeah, yep. I ain't even worried about that. I'm just like, it
they
passed the first three stages, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Now I'm just waiting to hear back if it's complete. You know, it also matters if what you operating under is a totally different thing, and they shit is like movies, and, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
may
have a restaurant.
This is totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Fire.
I'm pushing forward with that, man. Marviel Apparel, man, on IG, and check the website too. Got a few
That's
things
what's up,
on there.
My nigga, man. Let me ask you a question, my nigga. I ask everybody this. I want to know, man, who's your influences, man, coming up, man? Who made Shabazz Deep want to rhyme?
Oh, man, everybody, really. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, like, I was back and forth on that radio station when they was playing that rawness on the air. And I was just, you know, trying to find out who was who. And they all was influences. You know what I'm saying? Juice Crew, BDP, everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's why when people be asking me, yo, what's your top five, kind of hard for me because I got like a top five or top ten.
Yeah, you can't really
category.
Answer that question, man. I got a fucking top
like thousand. You know? You can have a top five for the 80s. You can have a top five for the 90s. You can have a top five. You know what I mean?
It's a hard question. Can't really do that. It's not even a hard question. It's like an unanswerable question. Like you can't answer that really.
There's
too many greats out there, man. Too many greats. Because
everybody's great
classics.
In their own way. And everybody touched everybody different. So you can't say this guy is more influential than his people. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. And I can't let people do that. And I hate when people do that, but people are going to do that. But like how you said, you got to break it down when it comes to the errors, you know, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair.
Well, even the categories, because you could be like, you know what I'm saying, top five gangster rap. That's a whole category in itself.
Right.
You know,
categories or errors. But you can't just say straight up and down the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that works for producers. Yep. It can't really work for the artists. Too many great artists out there.
Too many, man. The favorite people that I like, people that influence me, for me to pick one over the other. You know, like my shit, you know, Cold Crush, Crash Crew, Treacherous 3, Fearless 4,
That's an error in itself right there that you just mentioned, like, that right there.
Yeah, those are my influences, man, you know. T. La Rock, Kool D, them niggas. Those are my influences,
That's like early to mid-80s.
Yeah, man, those are my niggas. And then you got, you know, the Melly Mels and all of them. Then you got after them, you got the run of them is like right there with them, but like after them.
Yeah.
Runners with them, but like right after
they
them.
Was bringing
that's a whole
other
era. Running them is a different era than them, even though it's the same era. It's crazy.
Yeah, they came in at the tail end, like.
Because the run era in them was like the era of Melly Mel and Crash Crew and Chester Street and all them niggas. Curtis Blow and them niggas. That's one era. The Run DMC era, see, that's the that's when Russell Simmons came in. And he had his whole idea, you know, he changed shit up. You know, he had the Run DMC era, Houdini era, the Fat Boy era, you know, that's all that.
The crazy thing I found out recently is that Curtis Blow produced a lot of them Fat Boys hits. I ain't know that.
Yeah, man, I think he found them, right? He really found them,
yeah.
Right? In the movie Chris Groove, I think that story, yeah. he really fucked with them.
Yeah, he produced a lot of these shit. All the big hits, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that question always hard for me.
Come from nothing but hip-hop.
The eras. That's why I have a problem with some of these lists that they know, some of these lists that a lot of these journalists and people be trying to make. It's like it's too much of a vague list because you're leaving out too many names.
Yeah, you can't make no list.
Yeah.
No list is going to be
perfect to somebody. Maybe.
That's
they might get a couple of people that be like, yeah, this list's perfect, but everybody going to have a different list.
For people listening. For people listening now, who's right now at this very moment, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at those lists, like right now, this very moment. Who's the light on, you know? That's how I think some lists are made, because they're not really looking at skills, because I know a bunch of other artists that should have been on that list, you know what I mean?
You got to break it down. You can't have it as a whole, like the best, the GOAT of hip-hop. There's none.
if you're going to judge it on popularity, that's it. Everybody's going to have their own skill list, like who they like. Yeah.
Ain't no GOAT when it comes to hip-hop. They're just not. I don't think so, man. Am I wrong? I don't know. Is there a GOAT when it comes to hip-hop? Who's the greatest of all time?
There's too many.
I think it's a couple of them.
I cannot say that who's the greatest of all time when it comes to hip-hop, because I love so many motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, when you look at the GOAT status, you know, like, I think of,
Sales, popularity.
Consistency.
I might like a nigga that ain't sell that much. They ain't make no millions.
You know what I'm saying? And it depends on what you judging it with. You know what I mean? You judging it with, you know, album sales, or you judging it with longevity?
Who's the judge? Who's making this list up, yo? Who's the judge of all this shit? Like, we can't be having motherfuckers just making up shit for our shit, man.
Not to mention, like, for example, just like you said, Paul, it could be somebody that really not have like sales like that, like somebody like Mos Def. He one of the coldest niggas to ever do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, but I look at like
only certain people gonna know his shit. They gonna be on their list. That's why I say that, you know. Some people
like
knowledge
Kanye,
is not as
he's
bad.
Really from the underground, Kanye. It's from the underground, right? And he turned pop. But in reality, that nigga's one of the illest.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't fat beast.
It's kind of weird.
He was in the early days.
He was more about the production aspect.
He wanted to rhyme, though. He rhymed a couple times at Fat Beats. They got it on camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We
used to run around with Common
and looking like.
He used to run around with Common and Talib Kweli and Jay Dilla and No ID.
Yep. Well, that's who bought him at Fat Beats. I think it was Kweli that bought him at Fat Beats. But ain't nobody know
But right now, it's all about Shabam Sadiq. You heard? Who has Screwball Radio live from the motherfucking Matrix. Hey, yo, E, Rockhead, where you at, man? I know we got some more fire from Dunn.
Oh, yeah, we do, man, because, you know, we talking about bars and everything. This joint here is called Bars, and our guest is letting niggas know that he one of the best to do it for this joint here.
All right.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it, man. Let my thun talk his shit. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
body cash, and why fly sneaker head, crack the skull like a hardball dead, going to get you suicide, but I won't talk you off the ledge, I want you to plunge to your death instead, every verse come out the oven like hot bread, these slices for the hip hop head, have you hopping out the hospital bed like dawn of the dead, spearhead the movement, for the underdog thoroughbred. Every line is sharp, like the razor's edge. It bleeds across the skin, on his shirt he bled. He got me fed. Now we need a doctor to stitch his cred. So shit when he is soft as an airbed. Your coke fantasies not entertaining to me. Probably never seen a brick dick. You talking crazy? I yell cut. I'm directed like Martin Scorsese. Fuck out of here. And if I take it there, I'ma take it far. It's when we start to spawn. Mango contenders like a car fender. Dr. Mindbender, here to push my agenda. My thoughts and ideas are radical, they wanna censor. But I take it on the road, I'll be going to November. You can see me live in a flex. Follow the steps, my dominance on stage. Pure confidence, no tolerance for incompetence. Man, I'm ominous, stomp a mud hole in the track that I promise. Feel an aftershock in your continent. We constant with the prominent. Walking around on my Obama shit. Smooth and eloquent, but still be bombing shit. You can front at your own risk and sneak this, but when I'm fixed on my target, I never miss. Common shit, climbing, plant my flag in Mount Everest. Your songs ain't never gonna be dope like this. I was put here on earth to make you piss. Now deal with it. Beat twist, lace the track. I know you feeling it. Yeah, gutter. And if I take it there, I'ma take it far. Hitting them up with the bars, man. Block it. You tell your friends, let them know. It's when we start to spawn.
That's the shit right there, God. Yeah, word is born. One thing about Bam Sadiq, the nigga got fire. And another thing, the nigga never rap on no whack beats. Your beat selection is crazy.
Nah,
yo.
Hell yeah. I love some.
Who we beat, doing your man. Production?
You know what I mean? Different motherfuckers. My peoples. Everybody,
right,
man.
Right.
Basically, everybody. Like the newest joint I dropped was somebody that was doing a... Not the one with UG, the one before that, A New Beginning. I dropped another one this month, and I heard that beat on a Smack Pack challenge. You know, Ski Beats be having them challenges where you make a beat out of somebody a cappella, and he flipped the Rod Digger shit. That shit was so flames. And I was like, yo, this shit flames. You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, word, I'm a fan. And I was like, shit, you a fan? Like, what's up with that beat?
So yeah, man. They out there.
We sent it through. And I jumped on an ASAP and put it out. You know what I mean?
They out
just
there.
Had that feeling. You know when beats just catch you?
Like, hell yeah.
Like, yo, you write that shit quick.
I need that.
And that shit just come out dope. Yeah, I need that.
I was just telling Poet, man. I was just telling Poet that, man, if I can't visualize off of three to five seconds off the beat, like right away, I can't do it. I can't force myself to write to something that I'm not feeling instantly. You know what I mean?
One thing about Shabazz Sadiq, all his beats is fire. That nigga beat selection
is
crazy.
Yeah. What I like about Shabazz though is that all his beats be like for, you know, like he could be on the road with like a band behind him, you know, like, you know, it's, you hear all the different sounds in the beat, the piano, the bass, you know what I mean? Like, Like, you really go on tour with a band, you know?
It comes from selection. Like, that comes from his ear. Like, he know what he need. You know?
Yeah, you know who else do that? Jay-Z. So when you listen to Jay-Z.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do. To get a whole bunch of, to make a project with a bunch of different guys and achieve the sound that
and
you
make
want.
It, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying now I'm starting to do them one producer albums like oh we made some hot shit, let's see if we can do it again.
I'm kinda missing the producer rapper teams like the Premieres, the Squaz, Hit Squaz, and you know, where they at, man? Where the producer rapper teams at, man? You know? And the DJ, DJ rapper teams at, you know what I'm saying? Like DJ such and such, an MC, what's the what? There's no more MC such. You know?
Right. Yeah. The producers, he wanted to, you know what I'm saying, work with a lot of people. That's why.
Premier, like the Guru, rest in peace, had beef with Primo, you know. I shouldn't even tell, but no, fuck it. You know, because, you know, he didn't really like the fact that Premier was making beats for everybody in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, you give my sound away. You know, basically. You know what I'm saying? Telling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
Jay-Z
yeah.
getting my sound. Biggie getting my sound. Nas getting my sound. You know what I'm saying? And Thump probably, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? That's my sound. Like, because Guru, you know, kind of found Premier. You know, that's he put Premier on. You know, basically, when it comes down to, you know, the motherfucking,
yeah.
you know, somebody rhyming on his beats and shit like that, you know, and
yeah.
Premier and Cool, you know what I'm saying, them niggas in class, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, but so many niggas love Primo beats, Jay-Z want one of those, I mean, niggas want those, Biggie want they everybody want to fuck with Primo, so you can't, what Prince supposed to do, he got to hit these niggas off.
Yeah,
I gotta hit niggas, but Goose still was feeling like some kind of way. So, you know.
The producer always gonna wanna experiment and sell beats to other people. You know what I'm saying? Just right.
What I don't like about producers. All right,
let me ask you a question. Is your man entitled to some of that money?
Oh, for sure. You know, we split it down the middle.
You're saying that now, but you get the money, and what you talking about? You give me money.
Nah,
you made the beat. You signed the contracts. It's all money going to you. Now it's on you to say, yo, here's a little something, because, you know, you my man.
Oh, Well, I'm doing it different.
Ain't nothing written in stone.
So
ain't no paperwork. It's just that, yo, you my man. Here. But now you're doing that with,
I'm doing it different.
Five different niggas that's platinum niggas, but that's my sound. I'm not even motherfucking platinum and shit, but these niggas is benefiting off my sound. And I ain't even eating off of that shit like that. You know. I mean, it's just, you know. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I mean,
like,
it depends, man. Like, because I'm pretty sure.
I missed that, man. I missed that combination of a producer, rapper, team. Or you know, like,
yep.
like RZA and the Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Primo.
Yo, y'all
Guru.
Hearing me? Y'all hear me?
Yo, you can hear Shaban?
I
ain't know if y'all can hear me. Nah, I missed that shit too, but, you know, I'm pretty sure Preem put aside certain shit for just him and Guru, you know what I mean? But any producer gonna want to work with other artists as well, you know what I mean? You know, he just, the ones that are really y'all sound, he probably just was putting that to the side, like, nah, that sound like a mean and Guru joint, you know?
No doubt.
But as far as, like, when I work with producers, I'm on an independent level, so I'll put my joint out on certain platforms and with certain distributors. So, you know, the script is made from the door. He get this and I get that, and they send him straight him and send me straight me. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
case. It just be
that's
good
how
like
shit's
that.
Supposed to go.
Yeah.
That's how shit's supposed to go. You know,
so I don't got to sit there and bust my head with the math because his section is going to him and then mine is coming to me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's good like
shout
that.
Shout out Pete Rock, CL Smooth. That's another team that comes to mind.
Oh man, I think it was the 25th anniversary of Pete Rock and CL Smooth, if I'm not mistaken, the first one.
Well, the best tag team duels in rap.
Yeah, I'm still trying to think of the producer rapper teams. There ain't too many producer rapper teams, yo. We need a new producer rapper team. Word up. RZA and Wu-Tang. RZA took care of the whole Wu-Tang.
But he had his soldiers too that helped him, like True Master and Fourth Disciple.
Master
they
Killer.
They were throwing them beats in there. Yeah, they was throwing them beats in there too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I love niggas bringing them records to flip, and I don't know if them niggas is doing hands-on shit, but you're right. You know, he got a team, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, man. I miss those days, yo. Anybody else I can think of? Producer, rapper, squads, and
producer,
like the hit squad.
Producer,
Eric
rap
Sherman.
Team.
They had Eric Sherman.
I mean,
Eric Sherman and Redman.
Eric Sherman was dangerous.
Nah, but I know what he mean. He mean like a group, like a producer.
Yeah, with them niggas. It wasn't too many.
I mean, at one time you had Terminology, Static Selector.
Dr. Dre and N.W.A., I guess at first. Yeah, but then Dr. Dre and Eazy-E was original ones, right? Oh, no, Dr. Dre and fucking The Formula.
D.O.C.
D.O.C.
I think that's the first time I really, like, thinking, oh, this shit, this nigga making beats and his rapper. I was like, oh, that's dope.
I mean, you had Ice Cube and the Lynch Mob. Ice Cube was making the beats, right?
With the Lynch Mob?
Nah, Lynch Mob is like Pooh, DJ Pooh, I think.
Oh, okay, so DJ Pooh was making the beats.
I think so. For the Lynch Mob and Ice Cloud, Ice Cube. Damn, man, I hope we ain't over time.
Nah.
I want to hit people with the next joint from Shabam before we sign off.
Sir, man, we got this one here called Steady Pace.
Well, that's off that press.
Shout out to Indigo album. Phoenix.
Word up. Shout out to Indigo.
Shout out,
you know, shout
my
out
nigga
to
Benny Hanna.
Lowe's in the A.
Just dropped a new joint. My nigga Benny Hanna just dropped a new joint. Ghost joint.
Shout out John Jiggs.
He's in ATL wilding right now. John Jiggs, I'm checking. Shabam Shadiq, thank you, man, for coming through, my nigga.
Definitely.
No doubt. Thanks for having me, man. Definitely, man. It's good kicking it with y'all.
Definitely got to show love to the legends, man, while they here, you know?
Facts.
Oh, yeah, niggas ain't going nowhere, my nigga. We here for life.
Word. Facts. We immortal.
We here for afterlife. How about that?
No doubt, because them songs make us immortal, you know what I'm saying? The right joints.
Who said that? Who said my rhymes was going like a hieroglyphic? Big Daddy Kane, baby.
Yup.
For real, no matter what. So, yeah, man, Screwball Radio Live for Tricks. Shout out to my nigga. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get it.
Shout out to my nigga, Shabam Shadiq, coming through. Shout out Comet. Shout out Rockhead. Fucking over there, fucking up. Eric. Yo. We gonna keep this shit popping the way it's supposed to pop. Let's hit him with some more Shabam shit. Oh my god, man, I need to mention the low life. I know you're official low life fucking representative. I love that style. I love that shit crazy. You know, you might see me rock with some low. After that. Well, you might see me rock with some low.
Hey yo, Paul, you remember It's Alive?
Yeah, we outside Wilder.
Yeah, that basement shit. Nigga, that shit was hot as fuck.
We was in the basement, remember? With Dr.
K. Yeah, I was outside Wilder with the Spider-Man nigga.
Dr. K.
I was outside Wilder with the Spider-Man nigga flipping around. That nigga was wild. I mean, yeah, so we was wild. Some nigga dressed up like Spider-Man Wilder in the front of there.
Yo, real quick.
And then the other show with you and Dave Chappelle. Chappelle was performing.
Yeah.
Yo.
He was performing in the front of the club. That nigga seen me rock. That's the clip I put in front of that video for Tranquilo. I put that clip. Because Dave came
Shabam.
There. He shouted me out.
Yeah.
Yo, you remember?
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Yo, remember we was at Knitting Factory and that dude hopped on stage on your set and you gave him the monkey push?
Oh, hell yeah. I was like, yo, Comet, don't put this shit up, bro. Don't put this up.
Nah. It's all love. It's something, you know, niggas just be getting a little bit too much, too close. Chill out, homie. You fucking my show up.
Word.
Yo, Yo, damn, the only monkey push, like.
Well, that's how they go.
Short, hard pushes, like, yo, fuck
real disrespectful, here. Though. Real disrespectful, but he deserved that shit.
I know we over time, man, so we got to rock this shit. We got to rock this shit. Yo, do what you got to do.
Yeah,
yo,
peace. Listen,
man.
Yeah, we got it on
peace,
hold it down.
100.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm the J57.
Choose 33. Yo, we don't take no L's, we just throw 'em up. We been around, y'all little fucks is just pups. Why would we ever give it up when we rhyming over beats that tough? You get your ego crushed. You be selling wolf tickets on the net, boy. When it's live in the flesh, you hot step, boy. I be writing over your name when I see it. Big bubble letters on some old school beat sheets. Superior flow, not just talking on the beat, kid. I don't care how many bands you got, you still a snitch. My cutoff game swift, I snip counterfeits. Take it from experience, at times I fell asleep. Now I'm on some other shit, moves are effortless. As long as I'm alive, I'm winning. The thoughts are spinning them up early. Getting to the chicken, the plot thickens. I hear a lot of snakes hissing. They gon' come up missing, they try to stop my mission. It's like they standing in the strong wind pissing.
You know them snakes is high, we be talking about them. Like the 6-4, I appreciate your thug fluctuate, mind at a steady pace. Time's up.
I wreck you and your young flock.
Pimp slap, pump that, give me that profit.
I'm like the 6-4, I appreciate your thug fluctuate, mind at a steady pace.
Put it in check, that's the mister. Put his foot on your neck, shut your lips up.
We don't talk too much, we just shut him up. Shut him down in the middle where they clowning, bruh. You think I'm slipping and tripping, no sir. It's about bread when I pop up like a toaster. Cook you like a roaster, serve you like a pheasant. It's a blessing to be addressing the crowd with my presence. The freshest, holding a mic about to serve a lesson to you fake fraudulent industry, small-minded peasants. No bars neglected, all my lines perfected. I'm glad you decided to play this shit, now check it. These are songs that need to be coming out stereos, banging in your residential district. Here we go, you got that look on your face like I didn't know. The SS was an alien with the flow, but now you know bars to blow. Along with that pack of backwoods, we burning real slow.
I'm like the 6-4, I appreciate your thug fluctuate, mind at a steady pace. Time's up.
I'll wreck you and your young flock.
Pimp slap, pump that, give me that profit.
I'm like the 6-4, I appreciate
Your thug fluctuate, mine's at a steady pace.
I show the flow, I go until it's time to leave. Believe, I'm packing more rhymes up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Bring it, bring it damage to your borrow. Bring it damage to your borrow. Bring it damage to your borrow. The instamatic focal point. Bring it damage to your borrow.